Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Cullip Hour review and podcast show. I am Jacob Cullip here on the Jacob Cullip YouTube channel. And if you missed the first episode before you listen further on this one, why not go and visit the first episode where I talk about Definitely Maybe by Oasis. And today we are talking about the second album they released on the 2nd of October 1995. What's the Story, Morning Glory. And this is probably the most famous album that they released. I said Definitely Maybe is famous. This album took it to another level, and they became a worldwide phenomenon during that time. And yes, there is 12 songs on this album. There's 13 on the vinyl version, which I have with me. I both have the CD version and the vinyl version. What I've got in my hands right now that you can't see, I have the CD in my hands, and this was my dad's original from 1995 when he got it. I don't know where he got it from. I asked the question and he didn't even know where he got it from. Maybe Woolworths, he said. But yeah, it was released by Creation Records and was recorded in Rockfield Studio in Wales. And if you people didn't know, a fun fact about Rockfield Studios, it is where Queen recorded their album A Night at the Opera in 1975. And of course, we all know what song was on A Night in Opera, Bohemian Rhapsody. So 20 years down the line, it's from Queen, Oasis record there for What's the Story, Morning Glory. Again, it was produced by Owen Morrison, of course, Noel Gallagher. There were 6 singles released, and there were 2 number one singles, and both were very good songs. I love them dear to my heart. It sold a record-breaking 347 copies in its first week, and it's brilliant for first week. Spent 10 weeks at number 1 in the UK album charts and reached number 4 in the US Billboard 200. It also won the 1996 Brit Award for Best British Album, and in 2010 the public voted this album as the best album during the 30 years of the Brit Awards. So you have to say this album is very, very, very popular in Britain and worldwide, but Oasis are more renowned for being more of a British band. But during this time, especially between What's the Story, Morning Glory, and towards Definitely Maybe, they were maybe the biggest band in the world during that time. And of course, there was the famous concerts of Main Road, Earl's Court, and of course, Nebworth during this time. But we will get onto those later. And of course, the B-sides on this album are terrific. But this album is terrific as well. So it was quite hard for these Wizard B-sides to get on the album, but we all know one that should have got on this album, and Noel admits it himself. But now we head into the track list. So the first track on the album is Hello, and it's 3 minutes and 21 seconds long, and it's a good, brilliant opener, one of Oasis' best openers on their albums. But it's not the greatest song in the world, but I like it. Very good lyrics talking about it's never going to be the same because the years are falling by like the rain. It's a really good lyric, and it's just leaving the old life and going on with the new. And yeah, you could link this song, as I'm well renowned myself for linking songs with absolutely everything. That's me, I link absolutely everything. But yeah, as I said, Hello links between the old life and moving on with the new. So from adolescence, well, we say from young to adolescence, you could say. And yeah, I personally like this song, but I prefer Rock and Roll Star, which was the opener on Definitely Maybe. And then was the next album, was it Be Here Now, has Do You Know What I Mean? That's probably the better opener as well. I like Do You Know What I Mean. So yeah, Hello is a good song, but it's not one of Oasis' best songs or openers, but it's a really good way to open the album, and that not that long of a song, and yeah, it's well worth to listen to. But sometimes if I'm not feeling like it, I do kind of skip it. But there is no song on this album that I don't hate. I love this album. It's my second favorite Oasis album, and it surely is, or maybe people's top Oasis albums of all time. But Hello, good opener, but not the greatest song in the world. And then we move on to Roll With It, 3 minutes and 59 seconds long, and was the second single released on What's the Story, Morning Glory. And yeah, was it Roll With It, one of famous Oasis songs. was it? It's one of the episodes of Only Fools and Horses, if you can find it. I found that the other day while watching Only Fools and Horses. And yeah, I like Roll With It, but was it? No, Noel doesn't really like this song. Not, it's not a song. Is it a song to really like? Because people love this song. I know a person who loves Roll With It. Was it? It's a catchy song. Yeah, was it? It got to number two in the charts, and this song is probably most famous for battling Blur, and this album was probably the top of the Britpop charts. Well, there was no Britpop chart, but if there was, it'd probably be the top. But it was battling out with Blur at this time. Obviously, Oasis and Blur were the kings of Britpop during the 90s, and their two albums fought each other, and these two singles, Roll With It, and their Blur's song Country House, fought at the top, and it was a which it went even made it on the news. It was that big. It was cultural, and surely people of the time remember it. But in the end, Roll With It got to number two, and Country House got to number one. And admittedly, both songs are not the greatest songs. If it was between Girls and Boys and Live Forever, that might have been a bigger song battle. But yeah, obviously, Country House and Roll With It, was it not the greatest songs in the world? But yeah, going back on Oasis. Now, I do like Roll With It. It is very catchy. I like the solo by Noel, really good. The rhythm guitar by Bonehead in the background is great. And the drums. Oh, I forgot to talk about the new drummer on Was It? What's This Dawning Morning Glory? It is Alan White replacing Tony McCarroll, but Tony McCarroll is on one of these songs, as I will mention later. Alan White done a fantastic job replacing Tony McCarroll on the drums, and ultimately, I think Alan White is my favourite drummer from Oasis. And of course, you got drummers during Oasis time. You got Tony McCarroll, then got Alan White, and then I can't remember Ringo Starr's son's name, but Ringo Starr's son joined Oasis on the album Don't Believe the Truth in 2005, but that's another 10 years away. And yeah, ultimately, Roll With It, good song, not the greatest, but I like it. And then we move on to the third song on the album, Wonderwall. What can you say? 4 minutes, 18. It's long, but you could want this to go on for absolutely ages. Absolutely love this song. Tad overrated, though. It's not my favorite. It's not even my favorite song on the album. It is a bit tad overrated. But yeah, it's probably if you associate, well, obviously you associate the Beatles songs with Britain. But I have to say, Wonderwall and the next song, Don't Look Back in Anger, maybe the top in Britain. Maybe, who knows? Opinions can be very decisive. But yeah, Wonderwall, absolutely amazing song. The lyrics just on acoustic guitar and obviously with a band in the background. But when Noel plays this, especially it was cool when he just played it on his guitar, it was amazing, and the crowd joining in, it was really good. So it's and it's one of the first songs you learn on acoustic guitar. And we'll see them. Obviously, the main lyrics of the song, maybe you're going to be the one that saves me, and after all, you're my Wonderwall. Fantastic. Talking about a friend, or it could be an imaginary friend in your case. Again, linking with life, it's you link this with your soulmate. I have one of my best friends, and with it, we link with this song. We both absolutely love this song, Wonderwall. And yeah, I love it, but it is a bit tad overrated. It's just, oh, I can't say anything more. It's just so, it's such a good song, but then I also want to critique it because it's not my favorite and it is overrated. I don't hear it on the radio as much as I used to. About a year ago, I just kept hearing it. Was it got me annoyed a little bit, but yeah, I do like this song, but again, it is overrated. And the fourth song, Don't Look Back in Anger, is my second favorite song on the album. I prefer this to Wonderwall. It's the first song sung by Noel Gallagher, and it got to number one. Oh yeah, I forgot to say Wonderwall got to number two. Surprisingly, perhaps if that appears in a quiz question, most people would think Wonderwall got to number one. No, it got to number two. But Don't Look Back in Anger got to number one and was the second number one single on this album. And also, as I said, it was the first song sung by Noel Gallagher, nearly 5 minutes long, 4 minutes and 48 seconds. Really good song. Prefer this to Wonderwall. And obviously, I love the line, "I'm gonna start a revolution from my bed." Because you said the brains I had went to my head. Just a brilliant lyric. And obviously, was it linking this with like relationships and partners again? Don't Look Back in Anger. Obviously, So Sally Can Wait. Was he? Was it, most people ask, what's them about? And was it? And Noel doesn't even, he obviously knows what it's about, some of the songs, but then he said, especially with one of the songs, saying they just absolutely mean nothing. He just writes them down and they've become brilliant songs. And Don't Look Back in Anger is one of them. And obviously linking with, was it relationships again? Don't Look Back in Anger, I heard you say. And obviously, maybe about a man going insane. It's going to start a revolution from about, because they said the brains I had went to my head. Really good lyric, as I've said. And Step Inside. Oh, I love this song. Oh, so good. Don't Look Back in Anger, my second favourite song on the album. It's so hard for me to talk about, because I do I love Wonderwall and like all the other songs as well, but Don't Look Back in Anger, I just, obviously, I do kind of associate it with, really, but Wizzy, I've never been through anything like, obviously, I'm still a young person, never been through anything like that. But yeah, but somehow it's like that's what the brilliant mind of imagination can do. You can actually believe that you're kind of there and living through these songs. Especially one of them I do Wizard link with very well. And then moving on, it's the next song, Hey Now, worst song on the album. Even though I do kind of like it, as I said, Dixie's Dinner was crap last week. But yeah, Hey Now is better than Dixie's Dinner. But yeah, goes on for quite a long time. Obviously, some Oasis songs, you want it to go on longer. And yeah, and the time length actually is good with some Oasis songs, but this goes on, was it for 5 minutes and 41 seconds, really long. You could short this, you could even replace this song with one of the B-sides, as I'm going to mention later. But it's not a bad song. I thought I heard someone say, now there's no time for running away now. Like, that's probably the highlight lyric for me. But yeah, it's kind of a boring song, which you could replace with one of the B-sides. You could even make this album longer and I'll listen to it, more than 12 songs. Yep, and Hey Now, pretty boring, but give it a listen, even though it's one of my top songs of 2019 or in with Spotify. I kept listening to it, but in the end it's not a great song. Now moving on, we've got the Swamp Song Part 1, which is just a little, was it 44 seconds with little interlude. But yeah, I like the Swamp Song, and obviously they have, which is the B-side, the full length for the Swamp Song. It's, if you want to listen to it, there's no lyrics. It's literally just the jam, as Oasis put it. But yeah, I like the Swamp Song, and the part two is before the last song on the album. I do like it. I do listen to the full length sometimes, and it's a nice little jam. And they performed it at Main Road to kick off, the tour, and their, was it, stage shows. Let me just take a drink. Oh, mouth dry. The Swamp Song's making my mouth dry. But yeah, give the Swamp Song a little listen, and listen to the little parts, because they do kind of change on this album, and it's very cool. Now we move on to the seventh song on the album, which was the first single released, which is Some Might Say, and this was the last time Tony McCarroll appears on an Oasis song. Brilliant song, got to number one. This was the first number one single of Oasis, and it's a really good song. 5 minutes and 29. As I said with Hey Now, you kind of want it to end when it's about 3 minutes. But some might say this could go on for absolutely forever. I love it. Excuse me. And it was burp. But some might say, brilliant song. Some might say, we might find a brighter day. Brilliant lyric. Which, if I get the lyrics wrong, guys, it's literally on the top of my head. I don't have them, written down, but I love this song as well. It's, like I said, with Don't Look Back in Anger, this is one of my top five songs on this album. I love it. Some might say, we might find a brighter day. I've been standing at the station, in need of education in the rain. You made no preparation for my reputation once again. One of the bizarre lyrics on this Wizard song is, and my dog's been itching in the kitchen once again. Brilliant. This, you could lose this as a future song looking ahead, because some might say we might find a brighter day. Yes, stuck in your situation at the moment with your partner, and then not looking to move on, but moving on to Further Life. A brilliant song, love it. Number one for a reason, and Oasis is first ever number one. Most people wouldn't think that, especially off Definitely Maybe. It didn't even get a number one. It got in, most of the songs got into the top 10. And then number 8, we've got Cast No Shadow. Brilliant song. Was it again in my top 5 on this album. Cast No Shadow is one of the most, overrated, what am I talking about? Underrated Oasis songs. Absolutely love it. It's a very depressing song. And it only goes on, well, only goes on nearly 5 minutes. But yeah, as I've said, with the length, with some of the songs, it doesn't really matter. Some it does. This does not matter. I could want this to go on for ages, even though it's a very depressing song. I remember listening to this in December before Christmas, and it was just, it's a very, moving song. Well, not crying, don't cry songs, wimp. But, well, some people do, so obviously some people cry at songs, and then they're mostly linked to, I am linked to Cast No Shadow. Obviously it's about, here's a thought for every man who tries to understand what's in his hands, walks along the open road of love and life, surviving if he can. Brilliant song, it's obviously after a breakup, and it's not being vaguely noticed by people. I have some kind of connections to not being noticed. I wasn't the most popular person in school. I'm a very different, well, not weird, I don't like the word weird. If I could ban a word, weird would be one of them. But yeah, I was a very different person, and I would say emotionally and with, not physically, but I do connect to this song very much. Cast No Shadow, I could want this to go on for absolutely ages. Some people want this replaced with like the master plan, or was it Headshrinker, both brilliant B-sides, which I'll talk about later. But Cast No Shadow needs to stay on this album. And I've seen in, like, obviously, I'll make a list if you guys want me to of my most underrated Oasis songs. If you want this, remember to drop a comment and make sure to like this video and share. And remember to watch the last episode, which I talked about, Definitely Maybe. But yeah, Cast No Shadow, very underrated, and probably, in my opinion, the most overrated. Oh, I'm getting confused. most underrated was it Oasis songs. Oh, it's going to become a meme now. Was it overrated? But yeah, Cast No Shadow, underrated, and I repeat again, underrated Oasis song. Number 9, She's Electric. I don't like it as much, probably with Hey Now, one of the worst songs in the album. Obviously, I've seen this people put in underrated, and it's alright, it's very Beatles for people out there. It's very, very Beatles, She's Electric. But yeah, it is a good song. Was it She Is Electric, Can I Be Electric Too? Very good. Was it talks about cousin and one in the oven, peculiar lyrics from Noel. Remember, all songs written by Noel Gallagher on this album, as usual. Up until Heathen Chemistry, where everything changed. And yeah, it's not my favourite song on the album, 3 minutes and 40, probably the right amount of length. If this went on for any longer, I'd probably skip it. I usually do skip She's Electric, but Once in a Blue Moon, funny. Once in a Blue Moon, if you didn't know, Manchester City fans are Oasis. And yeah, I'm not a Man City fan, just saying. Oasis, you're a Manchester City fan. Yeah, you don't have to be a Manchester City fan to like Oasis. That's like saying I like the Beatles and being a Liverpool fan. Explains. But anyway, moving on. Yeah, She's Electric, not great. Probably worth Hey Now at the bottom of the list. But yeah, was it not a bad song overall, but not my favourite. Next song, Morning Glory. Or people say, what's the story in Morning Glory? And they get this confused. 5 minutes long. Love this song. It was featured in a football film I saw the other day when, like, listening to this, because there's a mix for, I don't remember what the film is called, but it's a very, football, you know, like, FIFA song, as FIFA songs are these days. They're absolute crap. I remember the days of, like, brilliant. Funny fact, there is an Oasis song on FIFA. You'll have to find that out later, and I'll mention that when we get to that album. But yeah, this is a very FIFA and football song. Absolutely love Morning Glory. I do prefer that mix on that film. But this mix is brilliant as well. 5 minutes long. Which is probably the right amount of length, because the end was helicopters and this at the start. The production on this album is great, but helicopters? Obviously there's helicopters in, do you know what I mean? But do you know what I mean? It's another can of beans. But yeah, I do love Morning Glory. One probably just outside the top 5 for me. Do love it. It's a brilliant wizard. It gets stuck in your head, easily. But yeah, Morning Glory, great song. Love it. And yeah, probably people's favourite Oasis song. But just outside the top 5 for this album for me. But overall, a great song. And then we move on to the 11th song on the album, which is the Swamp Song Part 2, as I should say. And it has water in the background, so you might need a wee after this. And it leads, that leads, what I love about, like, Wizard, a Swamp Song, it leads straight forward to the next song, like, especially with Sgt. Pepper's, like, especially, like, the first song on that album is, obviously, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, then it leads straight on to Wizard, getting by with a little help from my friends. Love that song, I love that album as well, I'll review that. A lot of people do love Sgt. Pepper's, and I do as well. But yeah, with, and obviously with the Swamp Song Part 1, that leads absolutely straight on to, some might say, and then Swamp Song Part 2 leads on to my favourite song on this album, Champagne Supernova. They love perform this song last, especially during the years of on Morning Glory and after Morning Glory, and it's one of their most famous songs, Champagne Supernova, and it's in the top 5 on Spotify, so you can't say anything. Spotify means everything. Oh my god. Oh, such a millennial. But anyway, yeah, Champagne Supernova, 7 minutes and 27 seconds long. Love Wizard Bit, doesn't matter. I could want this song to go on for absolutely ages. It doesn't matter about the length of this song. Champagne Supernova, absolutely love it. Wizard. And you know what it's about? Absolutely nothing. In the words of Noel Gallagher. And what he said, like, what's brilliant about songs, and you could say this with like any song on any album you like or any artist you like, you can connect to songs to very different to other people. And I said with Cast No Shadow and Wizard, Don't Look Back in Anger, I connect to those differently to other people. And other people might connect to Wizard. Other people might connect to She's Electric. And I know a person who loves She's Electric and I don't like it. But yeah, she's Wizard. Yeah, she likes Sheila. I just revealed her now. Sorry if you know who you are, but yeah, she likes She's Electric, I don't like She's Electric, and was it, she might like Hello, I don't like Hello, but that doesn't mean anything, was it, because we all have different opinions at the end of the day. You might not like Oasis, you probably stumble on this and you're like, what is this guy talking about, but yeah, obviously we like different bands, different songs, different albums for different reasons, and I like Champagne Supernova for different reasons, and I, was it, you think about this, when I think about death, which is quite depressing, but obviously, wake up the dawn and ask her why I dreamed a dream she never died, why that tear away now from your eye, love that song. In when you actually look at this, you realise it is about nothing, but you can find a way to interpret this song. No, I associate it with death because I'm dark and depressing. But yeah, Champagne Supernova wasn't actually released, well, it was released as a single, but not in Britain. It was released outside in the US. I love the music video as well. I'll talk about the music videos later as well. But yeah, it's a brilliant way to round off the album, and it's definitely great song to end their concerts as well, especially on at Nebworth, which we will talk about later. Yeah, Champagne Supernova, brilliant song. And then we move on, which was it, get on the vinyl version right here. I've got the CD right version here, and then I've got the vinyl version, which is quite heavy. Yeah, was it, would have been after Swamp Song Part 1 on the vinyl version would be the song Bonehead's Bank Holiday, which is the bonus song, which was released on the 2014 vinyl version. I wonder if there is an original vinyl version. Might have to try and find that. But we'll see, yeah. But Bonehead's Bank Holiday, not the greatest song in the world, but I love it. Love Bonehead's Bank Holiday. Obviously, going on holiday, need a little break to get away for a holiday so I can see the sun. Because in the sun, they say it's fun if you get some. Love that lyric. It's like She's Electric, Dixie's doing all this, it's bloody crap. But yeah, it's a good, was it, good song, as I just said, it's crap. But yeah, I like Bonehead's Bank Holiday for different reasons, but didn't make it on the original album on the CD for a reason. And yeah, it's a nice little bonus song to have, but I would have liked the Master Plan as a bonus song on this album. So we say the Master Plan was on the remastered version of What's the Story in Morning Glory. And yeah, that's all the track list. And yeah, remember to rank your track list. And I'm just going to do that now. Just before we go into the track list, I was going to talk about the album cover, because I did that with definitely maybe last time, and obviously the album cover. Well, you keep saying obviously, you guys don't this, I'm telling you. But anyway, yep, the album cover takes place in Soho, in the part of London. And was it, people think, was that Liam and Noel on the album cover? It is not. Was it, I need to research that. Wish I should have probably done that. But yeah, it's not Liam and Noel or any other band members on here because they were having a hangover. Oasis. What can you say? And then I think that's one of the producers just behind that little sign near, and obviously there's records stores as a record enthusiast. I love that. I might have to go and have a little visit of, was it, this location, obviously after lockdown has ended. Remember, guys, to tell me how you're doing lockdown as well, because I'll talk about more than just music. But yeah, it's a really good album cover, a really famous album cover, but not better than, was it, Definitely Maybe and was Be Here Now. But yeah, it's a very famous album cover. And yeah, now we move on to the track list. And now we move on to the ranking of the songs of the album. More organised this week. Remember last week, if you listened, I couldn't even rank them without getting, not confused, but like, keep changing my mind because it's all over the place. But this week, more organised. I said to myself, Jacob, be more organised with yourself. And that's what I've done. So there's 10 songs on this album. We're not including the two versions of the Swamp Song. So 10 songs to get through. And here we go. At number 10, we've got Hey Now. No debate about that. I think people would agree. Not the greatest song and definitely the worst song on the album. Members, if you guys like these songs, I'm not saying they're horrible, don't listen to them. They're just not my personal favourites. Remember, you guys can leave your wizard ranking of the songs in the comments. And yeah, and make sure, as I've said before, give it a like. And make sure to subscribe to the channel for the Oasis series of the Cullip Hour review show. Or podcast, that's what I like to call it. But moving on, we got number 9, She's Electric. I've offended someone in the world, and do I care? No, I don't. Not my favourite song yet again, but it's better than Hey Now. 8, we've got Hello. Yeah, it's alright. It's not great, but it's a good way to kick the album off, but not bad. Hello. It's not bad saying hello either in the world, but was a good introduction, not a great song. 7, Roll With It. I've probably offended someone in the world. Not a great song, but number 2, we got to number 2 in the charts, so it's alright if people liked it back then, I suppose. But yeah, I like it, but just not my favourite, and that's why it is at number 7. Number 6, we got Morning Glory, just outside the top 5 for me. Absolutely love this song from start to finish. But yes, I've said it goes on for a bit tad too long at the end. Yeah, and I prefer the other mix, which was on the that football film. But yeah, I do like Morning Glory and better than all the other songs I've said before. But just misses out on the top 5 for me. Number 5, is going to be controversy. Wonderwall. I've offended yet again more people in the world. And people are like, oh, why is Wonderwall at number 5? Wonderwall is the greatest song of all time. One of them. Oh my god, Jacob, how have you done this? I'm like, do I really care? Wonderwall is number 5 for me. As I said, It's one of the most played songs in Britain. And it is overrated in my opinion. I like it. You have to respect Wonderwall. You have to respect the songs that have made Oasis who they are. You have to respect it. But in my opinion, tad overrated. And in my opinion, there's 4 better songs. And you might not agree with it. You might not agree with it. I might not agree with it. Tomato, tomato. Don't be bitter. Be better. Right, number 4, words to live by. Number 4, we got Cast No Shadow. I'm going to offend so many people. Cast No Shadow above Wonderwall, my opinion. I prefer Cast No Shadow. I connect to songs, and if I connect to songs, they're better than others. And Cast No Shadow, I connect to. Number 3, some might say, love this song. Obviously, first number 1 and first single on this album. Love it. But there's 2 better songs than Some Might Say. Don't Look Back in Anger had to be one of them in the top 2, didn't it? I prefer Don't Look Back in Anger to Wonderwall, and Noel sings the song brilliantly, and I'm going to offend people who love Liam. I love Liam as well, he's my favourite, but Noel does an absolute brilliant job on this song, and it's definitely made for him. And number one, Champagne Supernova. Absolutely love this song from start to finish, and this could go on for eternity, and I'll still listen to it, even when, well, obviously, I'll be dead, but... Play me the song at my funeral, and I'd be not turning in my grave, I'd be just lying there. Oh man, that sounds so dark and depressing. Oh, that's really dark and depressing now. Oh, it's giving me the shivers. But yeah, well, that's my favourite song on the album, guys. We'll go through it again for you in Wiss It Fall. So, number 10, Hey Now. 9, She's Electric. 8, Hello. 7, Roll With It. 6, Morning Glory. 5, Wonderwall. 4, Cast No Shadow. 3, Some Might Say. 2, Don't Look Back in Anger. And number 1, Champagne Supernova. And I've said numerous times, make sure to rank your favourite songs on the album and tell me if Wonderwall is overrated or is it underrated. I don't think it's underrated. It's a tad overrated. That's what I said. It's not fully overrated. It's tad. But... yeah, remember, you guys can get involved in this as well, and you can tell me what to review next. And yeah, we move on to the B-sides. And now we move on to the B-sides of this song, and there are numerous B-sides for this one, as there was with Definitely Maybe, but I didn't touch on all of them. But I've got all of them here, when they're all absolutely brilliant. They could have been on this album, and you could have swapped the songs that I didn't like for this, and Wiss It on this album for some of these songs. We start with Talk Tonight, brilliant song. It's about Noel actually leaving the band for a brief Wiss It moment. I say brief, it wasn't that long. But he went to, was it San Francisco during the Definitely Maybe tour and met his girl at the time, and talks about that during the song. It's a really good song and could have been on the album, and it should never have been a B-side. Half of these Wiss It, Morning Glory, Wiss It, B-sides should not have been B-sides. But they just all, as I've said with like Wiss It, with Definitely Maybe, Half the World Away, Fade Away, and all the other songs that were B-sides on there should never, ever, ever be B-sides. They would be other bands and other artists' best songs. And again, with Morning Glory, it appears to be that. So I've talked about Talk Tonight. Then we've got Acquiesce. Everyone knows Acquiesce. This should never be in a B-side as well. This is what kicks off The Master Plan, which is an album which I'll talk about Wiss It later on down the line. Acquiesce, absolutely brilliant. Starts off with little clips of Morning Glory sung by Noel Gallagher. And both the Gallaghers sing on this one, and it is absolutely brilliant song. Because we need each other. We believe in one another. Talk about the friendship of life and talk about brotherhood as well. So it's a really good song. And then we got Head Shrinker, punk rock song. Absolutely love Head Shrinker. Could have been on this album yet again. Brilliant song. Could have replaced one of them. And again, should not have been a B-side. Absolute brilliant song. She's a Head Shrinker now. Always will need a Head Shrinker now. Yet, don't how much I listen to Head Shrinker. But I do love this song whenever I put it on. Brilliant. And Wiss It Underneath the Sky, which is the second song on the Master Plan. Some people don't like this song. I actually like Underneath the Sky, but I don't think it was good enough to actually be on What's the Story in Morning Glory, so it might have been a good decision there, but I would have loved this to be in a single, but it probably wouldn't have charted well, but I do love Underneath the Sky, in my opinion. And you got Come On, Feel the Noise, which is a Slade cover. Slade subversion is brilliant, and I do like Oasis's Come On Feel the Noise, and they performed it at the end of Main Road, and it was absolutely brilliant. Love Main Road. Talk about the concerts later, and obviously we talk about the famous one, which is in Supersonic, the film, if you haven't watched it, still on Netflix right now. And you got Round Our Way, love Round Our Way, brilliant. They performed it during the concerts of the time. Really good song, very Beatles, I'd say, but Wiss It's definitely better than She's Electric, which also sounds very Beatles. And you got the Swamp Song, love the Swamp Song. And this is the full version of the Swamp Song, so you got both versions combined together, but this is very different to both of the two versions that are on the album. It's very long, Wiss It's quite long, and it's a brilliant introduction, which they used on their stage shows, really good. And then we got the hidden song, The Master Plan. How was this not a single? Oh my god. Noel Gallagher's biggest regret, he actually regrets not ever... This was a B-side to Wonderwall when it was released as a single. This was a B-side. If you listen to this song, this is not a B-side. It's absolutely brilliant. With Dance If You Want to Dance, Please Brother Take a Chance. It's a brilliant song. We're all part of a master plan, which is true, but we don't know what that plan is. We don't know later down the line. It's a brilliant song. You can connect this with Life Again, Brotherhood, Life, Adolescence, moving on into the older age, with so many things you can connect this song with. And yeah, how is this not on the album? Even if it made the album longer than an hour, which was the criticism for the next album, which I'll talk about next week. But yeah, I would love this. You can't complain. Morning Glory could last forever because this album is brilliant. It's still not my favorite Oasis album, but yeah, The Master Plan never ever should have been a B-side. Then we've got, as I talked about, which was the bonus song of the vinyl version, Bonehead's Bank Holiday. Shouldn't have been on the album. Oh, it's a little fun little song, going on holiday. Really good. Really good song. But yeah, was it not good enough to be on the album? Oh yeah, Rocking Chair. Rocking Chair was a good song, which is also... Was it on... Was that Rocking Chair? Yeah, Rocking Chair was on What's Story, Morning Glory. On, was it, the B-side. Rocking Chair was... good as well. A lot of people love it. I like it as well. Really good song. And yeah, that is the end of the B-sides. And obviously, if you listen to the deluxe version, you get the demos of Wizard Bonehead's Bank Holiday. Well, I love the demo. I prefer the demo for Wizard Bonehead's Bank Holiday. The lyrics are quite similar, but then some change as well. I do like Bonehead's Bank Holiday, the demo. And then you've got some of the live singles as well. Brilliant songs. I don't know how... I think Acquiesce is my favourite B-side from the Morning Glory era, even though Master Plan is definitely number two. Is that controversial? No, keep Wonderwall, but maybe I would have put the Master Plan over Wonderwall. Or it could have been a double A-side album, as it was back then. Say Queen... I remember Queen did a double A-side. That was Killer Queen and... Flick of the Wrist, which are two favourite Queen songs. I will review Queen later down the line, if you guys want me to do that. But yeah, I remember Queen releasing in 74. I sound like I'm old age. In 1974, they did Killer Queen, which got to number two. And was it Flick of the Wrist, which didn't chart well. But you could have done a double A-side for Wonderwall and The Master Plan. Or just put The Master... Oh, I'm so angry that they didn't put The Master Plan. Why didn't they put The Master Plan on here? Yeah, but off the B-sides, as I've said, Acquiesce is probably my favourite B-side from the Morning Glory era, and then The Master Plan. I'd probably put Underneath the Sky at 3, but then I know people will be annoyed by that. I remember like shirt designs. I remember I put on my story the other day. Remember to guys follow on my Twitter account, which is jcullip02, and then my Instagram account, jacob_cullip_. And I remember putting on one of my favourite football shirts, and I don't know why I like it, but I just do. That's the same with Underneath the Sky. I don't know why I like it, but I just do. Very spontaneous song you get your head into, and that's what's good about songs. They are different for different people. And yep, that's the end of the B-sides. And we'll talk about the review from the critics. Move on to the reviews of this album, especially when it was released in October of 95. And at the start, it wasn't raved about from the critics. People loved it from the start, but the critics absolutely detested this album. Some still do. It's actually, fun fact, it's 16th in the most overrated albums of all time. Don't know what they're talking about. Should be higher. Because it should be like 100th most overrated album. Well, obviously it's my opinion and it's their opinion, and I can't say any more than that. But yeah, with the critics absolutely hate saying it's not as good as Definitely Maybe. I do agree with that. But obviously people do love What's Story in Morning Glory. I do love it as well. And it's my second favourite Oasis album. I'm not going to say that. It might be controversial. Maybe one of the best Wizard in British history, this album. Especially to the people, if it's voted with the best album during the the era of the Brits of 30 years. So a lot of people absolutely love this album, but the critics obviously don't like Oasis as much, and they didn't like Queen as much. So the critics are not always right. It's always down to people and their interpretation of the artist and their art. And as you can't say, with Stolen Morning Glory, it has gone down in British history as a great album. Maybe one of the best. With it, a lot of people might agree, some people might disagree. I love this album, but with it, in conclusion, we can say it's not the best album, but maybe one of the best to the people, and maybe not the critics. So, yeah, the reception of this album was not great from the start, but eventually, the months following and all the way to Nebworth, it stayed in the charts at number one for 10 weeks, and it just stayed even in the charts for absolutely the ages, and all the songs, well, two songs got to number one, two songs got to number two, so they're all very popular, these songs, even if some of them I don't like. Roll with it. Oh my god, I do like to joke a lot. And then, yeah, we're moving on to, was it the shows during this time? Shows, I say, the live shows. Well, obviously, Earl's Court, which was in November 95. You got Main Road, and of course, Nebworth. I think my favourite out of those concerts has to be Main Road. People will probably expect for it to be Nebworth. There's not, well, there is footage of Nebworth Night 2 out there if you guys want to watch it. It's probably somewhere hiding on YouTube. But yeah, I've seen with footage of Nebworth the second night. There's only a few bit of footage of the first night from Wizard Supersonic documentary. But yeah, I do love Nebworth. Wizard, probably my second favourite Oasis concert during that era. But Main Road, obviously it's homecoming. It was the ground of Manchester City. God. But yeah, Wizard is a fantastic concert. I heard like apparently the first night wasn't great, and obviously the second night's out there, but the second night was absolutely electric. Love that song. love that concert. Wizard, then Earl's Court's brilliant as well. Love Earl's Court, it's brilliant in London. That was obviously a month after the album was released, and it was a rocking night. And the performance of Wonderwall, even though I do talk about Wonderwall quite a lot, was electric and was just played on acoustic guitar, and the whole of the crowd was singing it, and Noel was just sitting by himself. It's Liam who actually sings it on the album version, but Noel does his little rendition with the acoustic guitar on stage, and it's brilliant. And then he also does Morning Glory on the guitar and that as well. I absolutely love Wizard. I do love it. It's an absolute rocky song. Absolutely love Morning Glory, even though it's number 6 when I ranked it. But yeah, I do like the acoustic version of Morning Glory, or what's the story in Morning Glory for people who want it to be longer. And yeah, go on to Nebworth. Nebworth, 4.4% of the population at that time in Britain applied for tickets, and it was two nights and performed to over 250,000 people. Absolutely amazing, when you think about it. They were probably the biggest band at the world during, after Morning Glory and going into the next album, Be Here Now. Then Be Here Now is when it all derailed, have to say. But they were still extremely popular in the UK even after Be Here Now. And even after finished, they're still incredibly popular in the UK, and we still want a reunion. I'm a little apprehensive if they can do a reunion. Obviously, they're still not on the best of terms right now, Noel and Liam. But, I'd split in two minds, got my left brain and the right brain. One side wants it to happen, the right side is like, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Obviously, their prime is gone now. They won't be as big, as they were during, definitely maybe, Morning Glory and Be Here Now times. But yeah, they'll bring a lot of fans back, and obviously there's still new fans, as myself, are still coming into the equation. And yeah, I would like to see them come back and perform this, the whole album. I would like the whole album performed and some of the B-sides. That's brilliant. I remember Jonathan Ross did an interview in 2011 with Noel, and he said, I'd love to, you guys, it was 2015, was the 20th anniversary of What's the Story, Morning Glory, 5 years ago now. It's the 25th anniversary this year, so the 2nd of October. Have to celebrate What's Dawn in Morning Glory for 25 years. And obviously last year it was the 25th anniversary of Definitely Maybe. so I have to get involved with this one this year. But Jonathan Ross literally asked him, always wanted to ask him, he said, oh yeah, I'd love you guys to do What's the Story in Morning Glory, the whole of the album in 2015. Obviously, it never happened. It's been over nearly 11 years now since Oasis broke up. But yeah, I would like them to come back. And, oh, he was funny about that. He said, I only do it if you start working in the BBC. Funny enough, Jonathan Ross is actually still doing stuff with the BBC right now. So, Noel, do your promise, even though it's 5 years over too late. Do this album, and definitely maybe in full. Love, definitely maybe. Just literally be a concert. Just literally all that by itself. I would pay to see that. But, yeah. Yeah, going back to the concerts, Nebworth, yeah, Wiz talked about Nebworth, brilliant, Wiz, I need to, oh, love them to release the full DVD, and obviously Main Road, Wiz has his DVD, and so does Earl's Court, but yeah, there is footage of Night 2 of Nebworth, which is really good as well, kicks off with Columbia, oh my god, if I could kick off any Oasis Wiz song, Wiz it in a concert, Columbia would be absolutely it, as I've mentioned before, Wiz, people love it, Wiz and people don't. And then they end with Champagne Supernova, which is brilliant. And it ends with that in the concert. Yeah, it ends that on the last night and the second night. And ends on the Supersonic documentary, because that goes from when they formed all the way to Nebworth. And you couldn't end in a better place, really. And they've said at the end of the documentary, perhaps they should have just left after Nebworth, because they realise it's not going to get any bigger than this. 4.4 of the population applying to see you is literally mad. Of the UK population, not that. But it's just mad. And they're making headline news everywhere during this album, obviously for the right and the wrong reasons, and the media just absolutely bugging them, especially Liam during this time. But yeah, I think Liam Gallagher is one of the most understood people. Obviously, sometimes he doesn't help himself. We all can't help ourselves sometimes. But he is very misunderstood. People think he's this angry person all the time, swearing and, you know, middle finger and all this. But he's generally misunderstood. And I love his solo stuff. I prefer Liam's solo stuff to Noel's, but I do like Noel's first album, which I definitely will review, and Liam's with solo albums as well. But Why Me, Why Not, I will review. But yeah, Why Me, Why Not was one of my favourite albums of last year. And yeah, Liam does convey a lot of emotion, especially in one of the songs on the next album, but it's not even one of my favourite songs on that album. But he does convey a lot of emotion, especially Cast No Shadow as well, you can feel it. And yeah, so moving from the album all the way to their personal life now. And anyway, that will be just all wrapped up, I think. So that is the end of the podcast/review show, guys. Well, I quite enjoyed this one. I think I enjoyed it too, the last episode. Remember to give this a like, share it with friends, make sure to subscribe to the Jacob Cullip YouTube channel. Remember, my Twitter is JacobCullip02. Well, not Jacob Cullip, JCullip02. And was it my Instagram is Jacob_Cullip_Cullip_. Make sure to like all my stuff. Keep up to date with everything that's going on this channel and all my socials. And next week I'll be talking about the most controversial Oasis album, and it definitely divides the fans. Be here now. Remember, you guys, you need to be yourself, you can't be no one else, and I'll see you later on the Cullip Hour Review Podcast.